Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Guess what today is?
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's National Superhero Day.
You're a superhero.
So you're a superhero now.
Recognizing all the superheroes in the world. Fictional. Superman, Iron Man, Batman, Wonder Woman, T'Challa, Black Panther.
I'm a superhero, you're not.
It honors real life superheroes as well.
You're a superhero.
Military, police officers, firefighters, doctors, or nurses.
Nice cape.
Nice cape.
Let's start the show.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2331. Carla, Thursday morning at about 6:08 on Superhero Day.
It's also take your kids to work day today, so be careful if you're at work. You're going to have kids wandering around thinking they know what they're doing, so watch out for them.
My wife, Jody, took our grandson, Ethan,
today?
to the
Okay.
He looks forward to it because they get to hop on planes and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just stay out of the way. Don't touch stuff. That'd be me all day long. Quit touching things.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Jeez, don't touch. That's called a rivet, and it needs to be in the plane. Leave it alone. Jeez, put it down.
They're all going to be all over the workplace, so
yay.
I guess.
Oh, yippee skippy.
Yeah, can't imagine what's going to be happening here.
I'm all about the kids, you know that.
I know that.
It's Thursday. I can't believe, I swear to God, I thought this week was standing still. Mm-hmm. I really did. I thought we were stuck in, like, Tuesday.
For the longest time. Congratulations, Nancy Texera. Got the call from the Beasley banker. Yay. Wanted to let her know that she won some money. Here's her reaction.
I hope this is not a scam.
You entered the word.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you won $500.
I really hope it's not a scam because I really need $500.
Let's try this again.
All right.
Nancy Texera, you just won $500.
Yay! You just made my morning.
There you go. Now she's buying it.
Is it a scam? Still asking. Is it a scam? That's really cute.
When you enter the word, you have to answer your phone. Pick it up. It's not a scam.
No, it is not a scam. But I get it. You know, we get those stupid calls. It's like, oh, shut up.
Next chance to win less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock. Set the alarm. We'll have another code word for you. Plenty of sunshine today. Maybe a little breezy, windy at times. Highs in the low 90s starting tomorrow, headed into the weekend. Perfect for the Purple Stride event, which we'll talk about a little bit later on this half hour. Sunshine high in the low 90s, so going to be nice. Got 68. Now let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Someone asked 1,000 Americans about different technologies, emerging technologies, and if they think they will catch on or fizzle out. You know, many years ago, we all said the internet? Huh. All right, I guess. We'll see if that, you know, sticks around. Well, it stuck around. 82% of us think that 3D printing is going to be really big and something very common in the future. 66% said self-driving cars, they're going to be the norm. Space travel, half of the people out there thought that's going to be pretty common. And half of the people say lab-grown meat will be a thing. They are growing meat in the labs now. They say that it's healthier and better for you. And you don't have to, you know, the animals are not having to die. We don't have to, you know, make more land for agriculture, all of that stuff. So, oh, I know. Somebody figured this out.
Wow.
Here you and I, people are doing this stuff. Mike, I went to bed early because I dropped my remote. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
I was playing with my kazoos yesterday.
Yes, exactly. And that's
they're figuring out how to code.
listen, besides Starbucks probably being out of your almond milk, nothing starts a day more crappy than that check engine light popping on. Oh, they say the average cost of that light being repaired is about right around $400. Now, the most common problem, they say, is the catalytic converter. And that can be up to, you know, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 to fix. Oftentimes, and it's pretty common, it's the gas cap. For some reason, those things aren't tight, and that'll cost you a gas cap. So hopefully that's what it is if your light goes on. Or, you know, like many people, if you can just yell at it and just, you know, just wait for it to shut itself off, and that's free.
I'll wait for it to get brighter before I take it in.
It'll shut off, and we do that little click, click, click. It'll flick it around. It'll go. It should
Anytime
go
the engine light goes on, I don't even think of what it could be. I just see dollar signs.
Oh, me too. And I start sweating. It's like, oh, no. It's going to blow. Is it going to blow? It's going to blow. Oh. And this is kind of, this is gross. Tropicana. They created the first breakfast cereal that you pour orange juice on instead of milk. It's called Tropicana Crunch. You can't buy it right now. They're giving away boxes next week for National Orange Juice Day. So I'm sure it's made so it'll taste good together. Because, I mean, if you just put orange juice on cereal,
Who does that?
You're going to break out. You're just going to break out. Who does that? You're going to break out. But this is made specifically for OJ. So anybody out there, you know, if you get a box, I'd sure love to hear, you know, what it tastes
like. Or if you've done that. If you do that, pour orange juice instead of milk for your cereal.
I can't imagine why you would, but okay, let's do more sugar on sugar. That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. A few things you should know. Brought to you by Northwest Career College.
Boy, oh boy, starting today, right through the weekend, lots of stuff happening here in Vegas.
Oh boy, is there ever.
You got the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can avoid the strip right out in front of the Bellagio, don't even go near it. It's going to be crazy. You have Crime Con.
Yeah, Cinema Con, which that is a part of,
mm-hmm. All that going on, plus concert-wise, Gin Blossom's going to be at Green Valley Ranch celebrating 30 years.
Yes.
The new miserable experience with the Gin Blossoms. We had the chance to catch up with Robin Wilson of the band, who is the voice, has been with the band for a long, long time, and had a great time with them. We actually asked them what it was like because they had this thought in their head that they were never going to make it. They never were going to, you know, amount to anything.
Right.
And people kept telling them, you know, you got a great sound. You're going to make it.
Yeah, I think you're going to be okay.
What was it like when you first heard your song on the radio? And where were you? Here's what he told us.
The first time I heard it on the radio, I was actually in my car making out with my girlfriend. We were like lookout point, you know, just like necking in the car. And I'm going up her shirt. And
you said, wait, hold on.
On the radio. You know, it was just such a thrill, such a sweet, wonderful moment, you know, to be there, you know, with my girlfriend at the time, and just to have that experience. Those were great moments. But I got another one that I really enjoyed. It wasn't too long after that, or sometime in mid-90s, I remember we were on tour, and I got onto the elevator at the hotel, and they had Muzak playing, you know, the instrumental versions of pop songs. And it was my song, Until I Fall Away, had been turned into Muzak. And I'm in the elevator by myself, and I just was so overwhelmed. And I just remember thinking, wow, I've really made it as a songwriter. My song has been turned into Muzak.
I think I know how Richard Marx feels now.
You know, when
he pops into a dentist office or an elevator.
Yes, and here's his music. Richard Marx has said that. If you want to hear my music, just go to your dentist.
Yeah.
He said that before. Yep. Yeah.
But
yeah,
Robin Wilson of the Gin Blossoms, it's like that thing you do in the movie, that thing you do when they first heard their song on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gather around and you'll listen.
He's in the car making out with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Hold on.
If you want to hear the entire visit, and we had so much fun with him, it's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3 KKO.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Z.com. I'll just mention real quick, VGK, it's over, it's done, we're out.
Yeah.
No playoffs this year, which you know what, first year, I mean, you start off with the Stanley Cup Finals, and then you make the playoffs the first, what, four
years.
Four seasons
of
the... first time we've missed it, so we'll regroup. Final game tomorrow night on the road, and maybe that's best.
Yeah, listen, a lot of teams would like to be able to say that the first time in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know?
So they lost in a shootout 4-3. Final game, last game tomorrow night in St. Louis against the Blues.
All right.
Aviators beat Tacoma last night, Las Vegas Ballpark. They won 6-5, same two teams tonight and through the weekend with those six-game series that they do now, and I like that. So do you.
Yes, very much.
So if you want to enjoy some baseball over the weekend, Tacoma in town, Las Vegas Ballpark. So Aviators doing very well this season so far. Weather-wise, sunshine high in the low 90s, maybe a little breezy at times. Tomorrow headed into the weekend, especially set for Saturday morning, Purple Stride event out of Town Square.
It'll be great. It's going to be beautiful out there.
Plenty of sunshine, high in the low 90s. We got about 68. Last night, finally caught up with the most recent episode of This Is Us, and they're wrapping it up. There's only a couple of episodes left.
Yeah, four episodes left. That's it.
And they've been doing This is Kate. This is
I want to say
all of the characters.
Right, they've kind of been going through each character and giving them like almost like bringing them up to date with their backstory.
So last night, or the most recent episode,
yeah,
was
spoiler this alert. Is, by the way, spoiler alert.
This is Kevin.
Yes, yeah, it was Kevin.
Okay,
and kind of what happened with him and who he winds up with.
Uh-huh.
And it was great. It was just good. It wasn't like this, you know, episode that was just so explosive.
Yeah.
It was just, I think now everybody who's seen it, whether that's who you wanted him with or not, that's who he should have been with, you know, mm-hmm. in this whole thing. If they had not done that, I think everybody would have said, oh, come on, really? The
so
wedding singer?
Exactly.
Come on.
So,
no.
Who, by the way,
no,
has been on a couple of shows already, and
hell
he's
yeah.
on one. I think it's called How We Roll or something.
Yeah,
it's
I think
a new
that's
comedy.
It. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Let me ask you this then, because I thought it was very relatable that we've all had that kind of person in their life where given a second chance or the one that got away. I think a lot of people could relate to that.
Well, I think like our first love. I mean, there's your first love. You see Kevin, what? I don't know. He's like 10 or something.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when they met. But there's that first love. And then there's that first love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how significant was that in your life? I don't know. Maybe you still... It doesn't mean you pine. It means you still think about them. And when you think about them, you still get that, ooh, wow, huh.
There might be one kind of, sort of, not really.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think I ever... We were destined to be with each other. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that that's even the case, really. Oh. But just that was the first one. And when you think about him, do you still go, oh man, yeah.
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 Every once in a while, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Okay. You can say it. Jody's not listening.
No,
she doesn't care.
It's kids' day at work.
She doesn't have a first love? Yeah. You think Jody didn't have a first love? We all had a first love. In whatever way that was, whether you dated them, whether it was just your first love from afar in second grade or in high school that, you know, you dated for a while.
What about
you? You married him. Yeah, my high school.
Yeah.
My high school boyfriend. And I still, once in a while, I still see him when I go to Reno.
Oh.
I mean, he missed out. He married somebody else. But, I'll just flat out say it. Flat out say it.
Whatever.
And, and I did. And he's still really, he's just a good guy.
Yeah.
He was a blast. I learned to golf for him. And
For
him. So we could play, and I never thought I'd be a real great golfer, and the first thing I hit, I knocked it off that tee, and he was like, ow, you're pretty good, aren't you?
It's
like, no, I've
never
golfed before, but yeah.
How many other people have gone through that? If you've watched This Is Us, the latest episode, maybe you don't, but still, you have that one love, and you've moved on.
Yeah.
I would say everything that I've gone through that I've done has led me to where I am today.
Exactly.
Which is probably, I am the most happiest I've ever been with another person, and that is with my wife, Jody. And
okay.
So
you don't need to do a disclaimer, by the way.
Well, I do, so. I'm sure a lot of guys will do the same thing.
Oh, my God.
But let me just ask, let's just ask how many other people have done that, and it's not... that you are with the wrong person. Now it's
just who was it? Who was it and what kind of impact did they make? Now your first love might have been the most god-awful thing on earth for you.
And thank God you got away.
Yes.
Talking about the show This Is Us, spoiler alert. I mean, it was on Tuesday night, if you haven't caught up yet.
Well, I agree, yes.
And the episode focusing on Kevin, This Is Kevin.
Right.
Basically told us that he ends up with the girl he met at 10 years old.
Yes, still had the Valentine in his wallet.
I always carried you around with me.
And then I started thinking, wait, didn't he lose his wallet? I think he lost his wallet.
He did in that accident.
Yeah.
But then he got it back,
I
think.
Yeah, yeah. It must have.
So who's the one that got away? That's what we want to know this morning. Bob's on the phone.
It was Tracy Kessian. Man, she was, I met her when I was 18 and I'm 57 now.
Wow.
Literally, I still talk to her once a week usually. She's got two kids, a husband, living great and, you know, but we still talk, and man, that's been a long time, boy.
You know what's funny is the way we say their name. I noticed
the
that
full
you
said name.
Tracy Kessian. It's not Tracy Kessian.
But it's the full name.
Yes.
It's not there's a girl by the name of Tracy.
Right.
No, anybody we ask.
One day I wake up and don't think about her.
Wow.
Even yesterday when we were talking to some of the people here, everybody used the full name.
Yep. Yeah.
Like I've done before, like, Debbie Morelli.
Yes.
Exactly. That's how it works.
I'm not going to say the last name yet because I want to see if women use the first and last name.
Well,
as
now they are, but.
I know. No, I know. But it's interesting.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
You know what I want to know is, does she feel the same way? If they're talking every week.
Yeah. Well, they stayed friends. That's cool. That's very cool.
What if she feels the same way? Man,
well,
we were just like two trains.
I mean, I think that, like I say, you're not still in love with that person, but they left an impact or they made an impact in some way. This is hilarious. Ross said, my dad chaperoned me and my first girlfriend in middle school to a Wang Chung concert. And her dad somehow found out he was a preacher.
Yeah.
You know, didn't like it. Never saw her after that.
Oh.
They left Houston after that. And he just kept writing, wow, thanks, you guys. At least I got to Wang Chung once, he said.
Not the way I thought it was going to Wang Chung, but.
No. These are great, though. Another one said, my ex-wife had to keep, all these ex-boyfriends. They had to be friends, and they had to talk.
Yeah.
And you know, she was insistent on keeping them in her life, you know. And this one would say, oh, I love you, and she'd say it back, and it led to a lot of problems, needless to say. Some people just can't be friends. Another person, apparently Barry Manilow, very, very significant in their relationship. Just the song.
Oh.
Yes, my first love, junior high. Barry Manilow's Even Now reminds me of our relationship. Great guy, just not meant to be in this lifetime. See,
why do I think we're going to hear some of these Saturday morning on Casey Kasem in the American Top 40 Long Distance?
Casey, the dedication.
Yeah.
How about a first love story that you didn't even realize was your first love until 40 years later?
Uh-huh.
Growing up, I didn't even know. And I didn't know. I was, in my heart, I was a lesbian.
What?
Oh, this is a good one. Put on some different music.
Oh.
In high school, my best friend Valerie was near and dear to my heart. This is a million little things right here. Over the decades, I always held a soft spot for her. When I was about 50, it hit me like a ton of bricks when I realized I had fallen in love with her way back then and never knew it. Oh, my gosh. Now everything made sense to me as to why there's such a warmth in my heart when I think of her. Oh, my God. This is a million little things right here.
Is that what this is?
This is what's going on right now. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Talking about This Is Us.
Oh, my goodness.
Latest episode. This is Kevin.
Yeah.
Finally ended up with the one that he met at 10 years old. Mm-hmm. She got away. Then she came back.
She did a couple times in between, sort of, but yeah.
And that's what we're talking about this morning. Is there the one that got away?
Yeah.
Whatever happened. One more text.
Jason said, yeah, I got over her, moved away, fell in love with another woman, you know, lived with a few, lived my life. And I thought about her a lot here and there. We got on with life. She kind of faded. One day, a few years ago, shopping, I was in the mall buying a gift for my now wife, and I walked past the fragrance section, and bam, it was her scent, and everything just flooded back. Wow. Why, I love these things. I love these stories.
Her scent? So it her wasn't even...
I think it was her fragrance.
It wasn't even her?
No.
It was her scent.
Just her fragrance. Oh, have you never had that?
No, clearly because Jody said, you know, I changed perfumes like 8 months ago.
Oh, no.
You didn't even notice.
All right, Mr. Romantic. Well.
I said, well, I haven't taken a whiff in a while.
Well, this smelled good on my ex-wife, so she smelled good in this.
Wow.
Okay.
That's amazing. Just the fragrance alone made her pop back into the guy's mind.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yes.
Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This is so cool. Helen Mirren is on the cover of People Magazine's annual Beautiful issue. Beautiful people. She says, I'm quoting her, I was absolutely sort of gobstruck. I never considered myself beautiful. And at my age... So I was pretty amazed by this.
You know, the deal about her is, I would agree, I would say she's not beautiful, but she's striking.
She's very striking, and she doesn't, I don't know how old she is. She's always looked the same, you know, for many years.
You know what, you're right. She's never looked different.
No.
I mean, as long as I've seen her in movies.
Yeah, she could be 50, she could be 80. I don't know. She looks great, though. And she's fiery, you know? She's just fiery.
That would be a woman that you'd want to sit down with, have a couple of drinks.
Oh.
And just talk.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk to me about this one. Talk to me about that one. Yes, you're right. What have you seen? And I think she would tell you. Yes, and I think she would tell you. Howie Mandel, of all people to wind up with COVID, he had it earlier this month. He said the quarantining was very hard for him. He said, I went insane. I still feel like I'm recovering from it. And he said I was incredibly depressed because I am incredibly neurotic. You know, he's a big germaphobe, and that's
has been for a long time.
Yes, yeah. I know this whole thing, even early on, he said it was really hard for him. Yeah. Very hard for him. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, on the other hand, they do rituals where they drink each other's blood.
Oh.
Just a little, though, she says. It's just a tiny bit that they do. So, it's not like it's gross or anything. Yes.
Or creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a ritual, Mike, used by people in order to get publicity. I think that's what it is. And before you judge, by the way, a lot of you drink kombucha. So let's just put that out there.
Settle down, people.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be weird if I told you, if you found out stuff like that, Jody and I drink each other's
blood? Oh, Jody and I drink each other's blood.
We do a ritual every Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that would be weird. Yes, it would, as a matter of fact. Really? All right.
As a sign of love, we drink each other just a little bit.
Where's my mask? I'm going to put my mask on. Ooh-wee. Madonna, I don't know what happened with Madonna. She's 63. I guess now ex-boyfriend, 28. They're calling it quits.
Oh.
She's blaming the breakup. I don't even know what.
That's too bad.
Liver spots. I don't know. So they break up, and then she posts a picture of her almost bare butt, mooning the camera, with a caption that said, I mean it.
Oh.
I really do. She's
in your face.
Woo, she's out there.
Lindsay Lohan's going, that's kind of weird.
Hey, Madge, you know what? Tone it down, baby. Tone it down. I know.
Have a sip of blood.
Kanye is going, whoa, virgin. Hey, stop it, material girl. going on there. Yeah. Uh-huh. Here you go. Have a sip of somebody's blood. Tone it down a bit. And Apple TV has a Michael J. Fox documentary in the works. It will basically cover his life, his rise to stardom, his battle with Parkinson's. This will be out. It's still going to be a few months down the road. For now, that is certainly my take, and I wish that I had all of my info. I will tell you who brought that to you, because everything just went away on my page. Oh, my gosh. Summer is coming. Trust Legacy AC. Local and reliable, LegacyAC.com.
Top of the show, we were talking about everything going on in Vegas this weekend.
Yes, yeah.
Of course, the big news, NFL draft right there on the Strip.
Looks really cool.
It's pretty impressive.
Looks really cool. I've seen it on a few things, the news, and of course on sports programs. It looks really cool.
ESPN, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Man, Vegas has gone way, way out of their way.
Yeah, they have.
And you're going to have to go way out of your way, too, if you drive on the Strip, because they've closed it off.
Yeah, you're taking the friends and family on the Strip.
Oh, yeah.
What you're going to do? Going to hang?
And then we'll zig and zag.
Yeah,
and then,
there we go. Get bottle service over here, and then going to do the day club over there.
Because you could see me doing that.
Yeah, that's right. Nah, just bring your shorts and flops, man. That's all we're doing up and
down.
That's
all you need. I want to see a backpack. That's all.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't be waiting for your luggage.
Yeah, we're not going. Home.
Also on Friday, Crime Con, which is over at the Paris Hotel, and Steve Wilkos, of course, from the Steve Wilkos Show on the CW, is going to be in town. We had a chance to catch up with him, and during our visit, we wanted to know what he thought about the Mike Tyson thing.
Yeah.
Which happened, what, earlier in the week? A couple of weeks ago?
Last week, yeah. It was earlier last week.
So this is Steve Wilkos on his take on what happened with Mike Tyson and that drunk guy on the plane.
Hey, I met Mike Tyson in the airport a couple of years ago, and the guy couldn't have been more of a gentleman. Super nice, took his time. I went up to him, asked for a photo, and he knew who I was, and we were chatting, and I thought the guy was just extremely nice. I watched the video, and that kid is drunk and, you know, just bothering him. And listen, you know, you got to know who you're messing with. You're messing with, a guy that's like probably the toughest guy in the world, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so I have no problem with Mike Tyson punching him out. I really didn't.
Listen, I think anybody, you know, I'm a whopping 5 feet tall. If somebody was messing with me that way, it would have ticked me off, too. It's not just a Tyson thing. I mean, that was a big deal.
But you mess with the horns, you're going to get the bull.
But I do say quickly, not to hesitate to do it, I do think they need to discontinue alcohol on flights, because people do get crazy, and there's nowhere to go when somebody gets intoxicated like that. You're trapped on a tube, you know? And it just seems like in the last 10 years, it's really escalated with people drinking on planes.
That's Steve Wilkos and his show, 15 seasons, going strong on the CW locally. But he's in town for Crime Con, and he also talked about what he's doing now on his show and following up.
Yeah, it's very cool. He's kind of gone in a little different direction with what he does, and it's very, very cool.
So if you want to hear the entire visit, Steve Wilkos, if you're a big fan, it's already posted on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Here you go. A chance to win those tickets to hit the beach, Mandalay Bay, May 14th. It's going to be UB40 featuring Ollie Campbell. If you're going to see UB40, that's the best place to do it on the beach.
That'll be a fun show.
Yeah, got your toes in the sand, in the water. And the way to win tickets is another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Until then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry?
Don't you know?
Things can change. Things will go your way.
All right, from those lyrics, can you identify by title the exact name of that song?
I like that.
Starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. Here it is one more time.
Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye.
Until then, baby, are you going to let him hold you down and make you cry?
Don't you know?
Things can change. Things will go your way.
All right. If you can identify that song by the exact title, starting with caller number 9, you are a winner. The number 702-739-9636. Good luck. giving you a chance to win these tickets for UB40 with Ollie Campbell. Here you go. It's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye.
Until then, baby, are you going to let them hold you down and make you cry?
Don't you know? Don't you know?
From those lyrics, can you identify the song, the exact title of that song from those lyrics? Now, Heather's on the phone. Heather, can you do it?
Hold On by Wilson Phillips.
Yes!
Good job! Good job!
Tell everybody why.
Because tomorrow is Carney Wilson's 54th birthday. 54 years old!
Wow.
I thought we were all still kids.
We are.
Yeah, she was fun. She was a fun one.
Wasn't she the one that did a lot of voices for, like, cartoons and stuff like that?
No, actually, was that her? I thought that was one of the other ones. I just felt bad way back in the day. That, you know, times have changed, but they used to hide her behind a rock in the videos.
During the music videos?
Why? Well, leave Carney alone, please.
You got the tickets. You're going to see UB40, Ollie Campbell, on the beach, Mandalay Bay, May 14th. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Everybody else, Larry Martino, 410. Another chance to win later this afternoon, 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, it's Take Your Kids to Work Day today. We've been talking about that.
Yes. I've
already seen some rugrats.
I've seen some of them. Where are their leashes? Where are they?
Running around the radio ranch. Well, this is what happened in Nebraska. A 30-year-old woman in Lincoln took her kids to work, and now she's facing vandalism charges.
Oh, wow.
Her name's Emily, and we don't know what the beef is, but she got into a brick and tile store through an unlocked door. Just trashed the place.
Oh, so they didn't know she was bringing her kid to work.
No.
Okay.
She knocked over shelves, flipped equipment, toolboxes, and ripped up open bags, stuff with her kids inside, to look out. And the other one stayed in the car ready to, for the getaway. At one point, she found some spray paint and wrote her own last name on the outside of the building, along with the word mine. We don't know what that means, but.
Okay, then.
They basically found the woman. It wasn't that hard.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Her last name's Anderson.
Okay.
So that's how that worked
out.
Hopefully the kids will be okay.
Crazy people.
64-year-old evil twin in Florida. He's got to serve a couple of years in prison after he was caught using the good twins identity to steal about $72,000 in military benefits. Okay. Over the past 8 years. 8 years.
Wow.
Not two, but eight.
And how much? How much?
$72,000.
Okay. In 8 years, that's all he got? Jeez, dude, come on.
He's the evil, not the smart
yes,
twin.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. I was going to say, work smarter, not harder, but I guess not. Dumb and dumber. Okay. Oh, man. Well, listen, in Eugene, Oregon, police had to arrest Avery. He called 911 350 times in one day.
Oh, boy.
23 years old. He said, to the cops, he said, why did I do it? Because not really for any reason. Because I could. Because I just kept calling it. So they charged him with misusing the number. You do that once. They're usually at your door.
Yeah.
But apparently not
350
Avery.
Times?
350 times.
See, that wears me out just hearing
it. Yeah, I know. I think there's got to be something more to this. Maybe he's kind of like Madonna and he's gone off the deep end in some way. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I love these stories. I know we talked about the guy who married the hologram.
Yes.
Well, Arthur in Brazil, he's going viral. Now, Mike, he has 9 wives and he married them in a joint ceremony last year, which is what you do. You don't want to have plan 9 weddings, right? Art says he schedules his lovemaking sessions and dates by appointment.
Wow.
He says, when I have given one of them an expensive gift and another a smaller or cheaper one, there's a lot of jealousy among them. And
yeah, the women are going to talk.
Yeah, they are. So they all demand attention, affection, and sex to be part of the everyday lives. He's got to be exhausted. He said, I can't do more for one than the other. And I am truly still learning about our relationship and getting to know them. You might want to have thought about that before you married nine of them, Art. Sheesh. You imagine that?
That just wears me out hearing about it.
Oh, it's just, yeah, it's gross.
More so than
that.
The
it's gross.
Calls to 911.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's nothing. You know what? I'll take that guy.
I mean, there's only 7 days in a week.
I know it. You have to go. Your schedules are like a week and a half. Yeah. I know, unless you're just, you know, whatever, getting them all together in the living room and just, you know, doing your thing and having pizza and moving on. Here's a ring for you. Yeah, here's a necklace for you. I got you flowers. I got you a balloon. Okay, all right, hold on. I have another ring. Here's a ring for you. There you go. Just dip into the treasure chest of love, and I will hook you up. Jeez, these guys, crazy, crazy, crazy. Don't do it, guys. One wife is enough. It is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully kick that workday off in a little more positive way. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. This is a cool story. You hear a lot about the honor flights. Well, a World War II vet celebrating his 103rd birthday will do it with an honor flight. Lakeland, Florida vet. He's out of there. Herman Jenkins is his name. He's celebrating his 103rd birthday by hopping on a plane and traveling to Washington, D.C. to tour war memorials with 200 other vets. He's the oldest. He says, I'm very excited about having the chance to see the things that I would have liked to seen some years ago. And it is an honor for me to do this. 103 years old, finally getting to do an honor flight.
Congratulations.
Those are the coolest
things.
Thank
you for your service.
Oh, absolutely. In my travels, I saw a few of those. And it's so cool when they get off the plane or when they're getting on the plane. Just everybody just cheering for these guys. It's so amazing.
It really tugs at your heart.
Yes, it does.
That's a feel-good story. If you have something happening in your life that makes you feel good or you know of a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Another chance to grab some free money from the Beasley Banker. 11 o'clock. She'll have a code word for you. Qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Otherwise, do have a great day. We're back tomorrow. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.